Good morning. I'm Bonnie Colleen. It's always great to be with you. And you know that many days we interview folks who are going to be presenting at East West Books. Seeing Beyond is a school without walls, and it's wonderful to have a group of clients and interviewees who bring you information every morning. They don't only bring you information, they bring you inspiration. But then it's great to be able to meet them at East West Books, to actually shake their hands and talk with them and ask them your own questions. So that's why today we're bringing to you James Nemec. He is going to be presenting at East West Books in the near future, and I'll be telling you all about that. James actually leads kind of a double life. He's a poet and an award-winning playwright. And then on the other hand, he is a hands-on healing arts craniosacral therapy practitioner. He's the author of two books, the award-winning book Touch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, and his new book, the second in the series. It's called Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell. And we're inviting you this hour to journey with James and me beyond the comprehension of most traditional medicine, where we can marvel at the fascinating stories our bodies tell and the healing which can follow this understanding. James, I'm so glad you said yes. Welcome to Seeing Beyond. It's really good to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can be with you at East West Books, not only for a free lecture, but also to actually experience your hands-on work, the craniosacral work that you do. So that's going to be coming up in September, and we'll explain all that as we go. But first of all, I always like to find out more about my guests and who you are and what your purpose in life is. It sounds like you have a varied life, many different interests. What would you say is your purpose in living and contributing to the planet?
Oh, that's really well said as an opening question. What is purpose, and what is it to live on purpose? These are really good questions. Sometimes I think if we just ask, what is my purpose, we begin to discover it. Very often it's buried. I guess my guideline for that is this old man in Northern California that I mentioned in Touch the Ocean. His name is Rondell. And he made a suggestion once that I really think is a great way to start. And he says, just getting it from him, that I like to be what to me is a good guest, as if everything on the planet is a party and there's all these different games. I don't want to judge the guest list here. I see us all as invited here by life, who, let's say, is the host of this party. So I can't be what to him or you, Bonnie, is a good guest, but I can be what to me is a good guest. And that's pretty much where I start when we start to ask, what is my purpose?
And I like the fact that you've done so much writing. You are a playwright, for example. In fact, an award-winning playwright. Talk a little bit about how that creative side of yourself. I mean, I was a lit major in college, so I love that side of life, too. Talk a little bit about how that has helped you in your healing work.
Well, I feel that it's always good to study outside of one's discipline. Theater art, visual art, I've participated in both of them. And the similar sensitivity is involved in art as there is in healing art, not just visual, but sculpture, plastic arts, and also certainly theater art. And I get my guideline from a gentleman named Jerzy Grotowski, and I'd studied with his colleague Ryszard Czeslak of the Polish Laboratory Theater, and they really for years, and they really opened me up to the sensitivity involved and the attention involved moment by moment. Like in Death of a Salesman, Linda Lohman says attention must be paid, and this is true on the stage. And it's true in surgery, and it's true in hands-on healing art. So, if finally, I don't see a lot of difference beyond the skill sets and the training.
Hands-on
healing. Really in a spirit of service.
Hands-on healing arts, and that is letting me remember to tell our folks, our Seeing Beyond listeners, that you are going to be at East West Books on September 3rd, where you're going to be talking about the work you do. It's titled Craniosacral Therapy, One Stories Our Bodies Tell, and that's free. They do ask that you call people to reserve a space at East West Books. Make sure that there's a chair there for you. 7:30 p.m., again, that's September 3rd, absolutely free, but do call for reservations at 650-988-9800. 650-988-9800. Of course, East West Books is one of our favorite places, located in downtown Mountain View. They've been a longtime sponsor of Seeing Beyond. The following day, Saturday, September 4th, James is going to be doing craniosacral sessions, and there he'll be from 12 noon until 6 p.m., and you can call, again, East West Books if you'd like to schedule that. And that number is 650-988-9800. Let's talk a little bit about the healing work you do. What is the primary modality used in your healing sessions, James?
Oh, well, the primary modality I use is craniosacral therapy. I mean, originally I got into this business for kind of mercenary reasons, just to make some extra cash and so on. I was doing massage therapy. But then cranial bones began to move, and people's headaches were going away too fast, and I had to find out what was happening. And either by osmosis or from techniques I'd been ripping off around town, I ran into this gentleman named John Upledger. And, wow, there was somebody else that knew about this, but he knew a lot about it, so I began to train through the Upledger Institute, and that became my primary modality.
So when you are at East West Books, of course, you're going to be doing the free lecture on September 3rd, and then there the next day from noon until 6, helping folks with their health using the craniosacral work. What are you going to be doing with people, and what is the session with you like?
Well, craniosacral therapy in L.A., where I've worked for many years, we kind of describe it as a cross between chiropractic and massage. But it's using a very light touch, and you have all of your clothes on. And I might move from one side of the table and then be with the feet for a while or move around very gently. It's very non-intrusive. We're not working to cure anybody. It's more a matter of presence and being. And sometimes words might be spoken. Sometimes there might be parts of the body that just want to be heard, like maybe not just the heart, but the organ of the heart or the liver or the lungs or the teeth or the toes. And a space is provided for utter and complete silence also. So we don't predict. A cranial therapist does not set up an agenda for these sessions, but everything is allowed within the context of the art.
So when we go in for a full body massage, for example, that is very extensive. Craniosacral work is done mostly on the head. How can you get this kind of information from touching, massaging, light massage of somebody's skull?
Well, Bonnie, I'm glad you asked that question because that's a common misconception. Craniosacral, if we break that word in two and look at it, the Webster's definition, it means of or related to the cranium or the sacrum. So it's cranial for cranium and sacral for sacrum. So the sacrum is the flat triangular bone at the base of the spine, the foundation bone. And Hugh Milne, another lovely craniopath, discovered or pointed out that it was named after sacred bone. So it's like a foundational bone. And then you have the cranium, and there's a continuous correspondence and communication between these two key areas of the body. We tend to think there is the mind and the body is separate. But one day I noticed when I was looking in a mirror, a full-body mirror, that I was thinking thoughts while I was looking in the mirror. Now, if I was thinking thoughts while I was looking in the mirror, that meant that my mind and body were somehow connected. Then I became aware, consciously aware, that I was thinking thoughts while I was looking in the mirror. And that takes us to a whole new level of development. So everything within our body is connected as a whole. The body and the mind, they work as an inseparable unit, as does the cranium and the sacrum. And between them is the craniosacral system, which is a, you might call it a semi-hydraulic, different descriptions of different schools, system, but it's essentially a sheath that surrounds the central nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, and it has within it cerebrospinal fluid, which when we can gently touch the sacrum or the cranium, can activate the flow of this nurturing fluid and give new rejuvenation, new life to the whole central nervous system.
This is fascinating. We've got so much more to talk about. I hope that you can stay with us for this entire hour as we're talking with James Nemec. He is traveling from Florida to California to be with you at East West Books. He'll be doing one of their free lectures, 7:30 p.m., on the evening of Friday, September 3rd, and then he'll be returning there Saturday to actually do the craniosacral therapy work for you, Seeing Beyond listeners, and that will be noon to 6 that day. So if you'd like to make an appointment, if you'd like to talk with him about his work, if you'd like to make a reservation for the free lecture, do call East West Books. They're located at 324 Castro Street in Mountain View. Their number is 650-988-9800, 650-988-9800. And if you want to find out more about our guest, James Nemec, his website is craniocean.com, C-R-A-N-I-ocean.com. And he's got lots of allusions to the ocean, to waters. We're going to be coming back from this brief break and exploring that. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
In this everyday world where careers and life seem to demand your attention and distract you from your spiritual connection, you have an opportunity to access the infinite and sustain that connection. A wonderful retreat called Gateway to the Sacred Self is coming soon at beautiful Still Heart in Woodside, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. Terry Atwood, Simone, and Dorothy Tayo invite you to join them and experience that peace and oneness you long for. Call 650-321-6419 for a brochure. You'll love this retreat. 650-321-6419.
There's always a good reason to visit East West Bookstore, and this week there's a special program every day from Tuesday through Sunday. Visit eastwest.com for the complete calendar of talks and workshops, including programs on stress reduction, executive leadership training, craniosacral therapy, authors Karen Hudson and Lily Hills of A Feminine Manifesta, and Scout Bartlett all weekend on spiritual independence, on healing old self-defeating habits. Check out eastwest.com for more details.
Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nemec, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Catch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nemec is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th, at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Craniocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session, 650-988-9800. We are back. I am Bonnie Colleen, and I'm here with James Nimick. He is certified in massage therapy through the New Mexico Academy of Healing Arts and the National Certification Board for Therapeutic Massage and Bodywork. He's a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and the founder of Crani Ocean. In fact, that is the URL of his website, Crani, C-R-A-N-I, ocean.com, which is intuitive bodywork and massage in a blend of craniosacral therapy. So again, if you want to know more about him and his work, go to craniocean.com. There's a link to that right there on the homepage of our website, which of course is on the calendar section. Just simply go to today's date and look up James Nimick, N-E-M-E-C, and it'll take you right to there. Well, your first book is called Touch the Ocean, and you have a beautiful picture of an ocean on your website, Crani Ocean. What does the ocean have to do with your craniosacral therapy work?
Oh, what doesn't it have to do? it's called Touch the Ocean, the Power of Our Collective Emotions. I was raised on the ocean, and at one point, the work in the clinic in L.A., which was it was clinical work but also intuitive, became so challenging to me and my rational mind and my logical mind. I was very uncomfortable with the phenomena that was occurring and had to deal with it. And I needed to come up with a name that would support me and other people in these sessions. And so I thought cranium and ocean, from Lumi's masterpiece, the Mahnali, which is translated as the ocean. In 2001, Upledger got us into the water. I'm working with dolphins and doing dolphin-assisted therapy in the Bahamas with various clients. Cranial sacral therapy has a range of benefits, from migraines to scoliosis to post-traumatic stress disorder, mild traumatic brain injury, and autism. So in working with the dolphins and working with the ocean, I began to incorporate this into my practice in Florida and also in California and in Kauai, Latin America. Just wherever I am invited, I go and work with people, not just in clinic, but also in the ocean. And the book, Touch the Ocean, describes what happens when we take the element of gravity away from the session. We remove the massage table. Very often, as the craniosacral system expands and unwinds, and as the central nervous system begins to thrill with new life, the arms and the legs begin to very spontaneously unlock and unwind. This word unwind is from Dr. William Garner Sutherland, who is the founder of craniosacral, all forms of craniosacral, no matter the school, be it Franklin Sills or Hugh Milne or John Upledger or Becker or anybody, all derived from craniosacral by William Sutherland. And he would describe unwinding from 1901 as a clock band that's very tight and begins to unwind. And so the arms and the legs begin to do this very slowly on the table. But when you bring it to the ocean, well, the salinity content in the body, is concentration is pretty similar to the salinity concentration in the ocean. And without the table there, the legs, the arms, the neck, the vertebrae can begin to unlock and unwind freely. And also, the body begins to move with the currents and the waves. And so, as the book describes specifically, how we cooperate with the ocean.
I love that.
Because one thing we don't want to do is compete with that, and we certainly don't want to compete with the body we're working on, okay?
Well, we've certainly seen what has happened in the Gulf when we interfered, and we don't want that to happen ever again. Now,
that was interesting.
Go ahead.
Actually, with the Gulf, and I've written a book about this, so I can say this. Energetically, we felt the Gulf here. The summer turbulence in the ocean, I've never experienced a summer ocean like that before.
Mm-hmm.
It was experienced by all of us. The turbulence was consistent. It was the same turbulence for almost 4 weeks. Even the sea life in the ocean became aggressive. Even a sea turtle charged me. And this has never happened in my life. The day they capped that spell, everything calmed down within hours, energetically. It suddenly became a summer ocean that we here in the Palm Beaches are familiar with. So even though we didn't have the actual oil and the tar, there was a radical energetic response going on here.
Well, and you write about your work with the dolphins in Touch the Ocean. I've swum with the dolphins several times in the wild in Kauai and also in the Mexican, yeah, off the Mexican coast. It's quite a wonderful experience to say. I mean, really, words can't express it, and very healing. But how can the dolphins be healing for us?
How can they not be healing for us? I mean, haven't you read your Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Right. Talk more about
Douglas
it.
Adams got it.
But talk more about it for people who may not have ever had that experience.
Well, the dolphins, they don't judge. Like the best of therapeutic facilitators, they meet you where they are, where you are. They meet you where you are. And they have a sense of play, and there's that sense of that smile, and they actually can treat with energies. And very specifically, there is on YouTube something called the Cranio-Ocean Channel, and I go into more depth on that. But for instance, one dolphin will treat with a laser line blast of energy. They'll just knock you over. It's quite palpable. Another dolphin might treat with a very wide and diffuse field of energy that, you know, might feel like one of those energy devices or a tuning fork, but it's very real. Dolphins can also treat with sounds. There's one fellow we were working with once upon a time. He was a rugby player and falling off of walls and had motorcycle accidents. The dolphin just kept like banging his head back and forth. I talk about this in the book, actually. And then they began to just pour an array of sound through his crown, the crown of his head. This tough Scottish man just, you know, his body began to unlock. And he began to understand why the dolphins had been banging him back and forth with their rostrums or their beaks for, you know, 2 days before that. Just needed to go easy.
Well, they are special, special beings on the planet right now, and I'm imagining that they were in some way communicating to all the creatures in the ocean, even as far away as Florida.
The whales,
the spill.
Pretty well established, you know, the way they can communicate across oceans. You know.
Well, I love
the sonar is in the way, but I'm not a political activist. But go ahead.
I love the fact that you're coming out here not only to talk about the work you do, but actually to have our Sing Beyond listeners experience it. As I said, you're going to be at East West Books on September 4th, but you're also going to be offering sessions in the Bay Area through September 9th, and at JFK University. 4 sessions per day on a suggested donation basis at East West Books of $130 for the hour. Otherwise, for outcall, the suggested donation is $150 per hour. And how can people reach you if they aren't able to participate at East West Books, but they want to see you in some other location where you'll be?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be in and around town and Oakland. I have friends a dear friend at JFK University and so on. So all that gets out that way. Then I'll be in Canada, Vancouver, and then back in L.A. and then in Santa Fe. So you can always contact my website to find out where I am, at what time. And I'm pretty good about getting in touch with you in the day of, if not a few hours later.
All right, so that website is craniocean.com, craniocean.com. Is there a phone number you want to put out for our listeners?
No, I mean, come on, you know, it's like, this is my first, I even forgot I was going to have this interview, so I'm not so good on the radio, a little uncomfortable with that.
You say that again?
You give the East Way, the phone number's on the website. I have that up professionally. So, you know, just go to the contact us portion of craniocean.com.
Alrighty, and of course that's how I found you too, so it's simple to do. Crani, craniocean.com. You are coming out here, people are going to be able to hear you, they're going to be able to actually experience your work, and that is perhaps the most important thing. But you also have a final version of the audio book for your book, Touch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotion. It's now complete. Talk a little bit about why you did that and how our listeners can get that.
Well, thank you so much for asking about that. That was featured in Massage and Bodywork magazine. It's a lovely audio book. I recorded it here. It's unabridged. I recorded it at the rented cottage in West Palm Beach. And Rusty Crutcher contributed beautiful music from his CD, Ocean Eclipse. And Rusty Crutcher was one of the first people to ever work with music in the environment. So he would go to Machu Picchu and just listen, and then he would create his impressions about what he was hearing. And he also did this in Chaco Canyon, so we're really happy to have him on board for the audiobook for Touch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions. And also we have recordings from the actual ocean that I work in here in Florida. We hear those sounds come in throughout the stories, and people really like it. I guess remember, I have a theater background originally, and I still write plays and send them out and so on. You know, the theater of life, it's all a beautiful theater. And so people say the audiobook is really engaging, and also that it makes them feel safe, like when they hear it. And you know, like, well, thank you so much. You know, I'm glad it makes them feel safe. I'm just telling the story as it happened.
So people can get that from the website craniocean.com.
I think they can better get it at Amazon or one of those places, New Leaf Distributing, Barnes & Noble online. I don't have a shop set up on craniocean.com.
But I bet you'll be bringing some of those copies to East West Books when you're there September 3rd and 4th, and people can
purchase
that.
I'll probably bring the rough cut. The audiobook is dedicated to a dear friend of mine, Linda Joy Montgomery, who lost her sight in midlife, and she wanted to hear the book. She loved the whole feeling of the book in her hands, and she would gift it to her family. And so that's why I made the audiobook and why everybody joined in with me on it, the engineers and so on. So what they would probably get at East West is the limited rough cut release. That's what we first released, and we're now presenting the final. That'll be ready in about 2 weeks.
Great. Well, again, we will be able to be with James Nemec at East West Books for his free lecture on September 3rd, and then from noon until 6 the next day, he'll be there doing the craniosacral work that we've been talking about. I'm glad you're with us. We're going to be right back. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nimick, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Catch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nimick is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th, at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Crani Ocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session, 650-988-9800.
You're invited to listen to Seeing Beyond this Wednesday when Robert Watson from Psychic Works will be here 8 to 9 a.m. Robert will be bringing you a meditation, discussing an interesting topic, and the last half hour he will share live on air psychic readings and energy healing. So don't miss it. Robert Watson, this Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m., right here on Seeing Beyond.
James Nimick grew up on the ocean in Palm Beach, Florida. He's worked as a professional actor, performance artist, and award-winning playwright, and also as practitioner of craniosacral therapy. And if you want to know more about him and his work and want to connect with him, go to craniocean.com. Of course, there's a link right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Well, James, I just love the story. I've said on the air so many times, I think the story is the best teacher. Some of the stories you write about in your book, Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, are absolutely, truly magical. They're fascinating. And yet you discuss some discomfort in your book. I should say you express some discomfort in your book. Were you yourself prepared for what was about to happen in these sessions?
No, I wasn't really. I wasn't even prepared to write these books. Like I say, there was phenomena that was occurring in the room, things I'd never seen before, things that were not logically you couldn't describe with logic, and yet the people were getting better. So there were, you know, PTSD cases from you know, people had been abused in childhood or and so on, and things that traditional medicine couldn't get at. And so when these people, when you touch them with a craniosacral system, anything can happen. That's why you don't work with an agenda. You don't work with an agenda to heal or cure. You just kind of sit back and, you know, I remember Lee Strasberg, the acting teacher, he would say that his only rule for his acting is his students, so, you know, Robert De Niro and so forth, was that something happened. So they didn't have to remember the blocking or the lines of the plays. His only requirement was that something would happen. So my only expectation going into any session was that something would happen. And that creates a very big field. So you cannot discount or judge if someone is talking with an angel. You can't discount or judge if someone feels they've been abducted by an alien. You can't discount or judge if a dragon is being pulled out of someone's chest. Because these things are working to heal the whole body and person. LSD and antidepressants and even released from the cranial sacral system, there can be certain flashbacks and things also. You can't be in judgment. You can only hold the space and remain as grounded as possible, because if you start thinking about this stuff while it's happening, you're lost.
So sometimes you're talking to your client, and is your client talking back to you so that you're hearing some of these stories?
Sometimes, not always. A typical day, someone has a tight TMJ or a strained rotator cuff, or maybe they want to improve their golf swing or something like that, and you're just working along and they're enjoying it and going deeper and deeper into relaxation, okay, and just feeling nothing. How are you doing? Oh, I'm so relaxed. And that's all. That's really like a typical day. Someone has a migraine. Every now and then, they'll put a hand on the body, and suddenly something happens where the person says something, and I might say, well, what's going on for you, or what's going on here, or something like that. And then, wow. Who would have thought the liver had a story to tell? And that just begins to open up, and dimensionally and prismatically.
Have you ever had a client open up to something, say, like a past life experience that's been blocking them?
Yeah, and journey stories our bodies can tell. There's a woman whose baby was stillborn, and there's a couple of past life things in the book, and she actually discovered the image of her baby in not Atlantis, but in Lemuria. Now, I will go there wherever they need to go. It's not for me to judge Lemuria or Atlantis if it really existed. What I'm feeling is that tissue changing and the connective tissues rapidly changing in her body as she's connecting with her child in Lemuria and saving her child from these dark teacher-type people that have showed up in this particular vision that is pretty well described in the book. So I travel where you go. And if I were in Paris or Rome and just judging everything and judging the food, then I haven't really done much, I've just sort of, I haven't gone anywhere. So each image is to be respected and not to be made important by me.
Mm-hmm. But
they can make it important, not me.
Right, but we all do have what's called cell memory. In other words, we have memories in things other than our brain organ. And so this kind of cranial sacral touch that you do seems to me like what you're saying is it releases some of these thoughts, and some of these thoughts need to be released for proper healing.
Yes, well, I think Craniocean, I think what its contribution, like we talk about in Touch the Ocean, the power of our collective emotions, where I'm there with a cranial osteopath, and then instead of just rushing into the ocean, we wait. And we wait for the sense of invitation. Now, when you wait, and I see therapists doing this all the time, is jumping into sessions and putting their hands on bodies, but when you wait, there's a sense of invitation. Then I act on that. When you have this this invitation, the work becomes incredibly effective, but also utterly safe at all levels and dimensions of being kaleidoscopically. And so that is really the contribution of craniocean within the field of light touch craniosacral therapy.
Well, I'd like to come back and really talk about how craniocean is different from craniosacral therapy itself. So we're going to come back and really define some of those terms with our guest, James Nemec. And again, he is going to be in our listening area. He's going to be, first of all, at East West Books for a free lecture, and that will be the evening of September 3rd, that's 7:30 p.m. The following day, September 4th, he'll be at East West Books from noon until 6. He'll be doing the work that we've been discussing, the Craniocean work there for several clients, people who sign up ahead of time. And all you need to do to make your reservation for the free lecture or to sign up for the work is call East West Books directly at 650-988-9800. 650-988-9800. If you want to know more about James Nemec's travels and where he'll be here in Northern California, you can simply go to craniocean.com, and he's got his contact information there, his schedule there. That's craniocean.com, linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. We're going to be back, Seeing Beyond.
Probiotics have been shown to be beneficial in many ways. Introducing these friendly bacteria into your intestines can make the environment unfriendly to harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, hormone replacement, and chlorinated water can all harm our intestinal balance. Loss of that balance often results in fatigue and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is unlike any other product available today. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple, go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets. Now based in West Palm Beach, Florida, our guest this hour, James Nemec, travels throughout the country and internationally to perform 1 to 2 week mini intensive discussions and demonstrations, as he's going to be doing here in September here in Northern California. To learn more about his current schedule or to make appointments, visit Craniocean, C-R-A-N-I-Ocean.com. Well, let's see if we can define our terms here a little bit, explain things, James. Talk a little bit about what makes craniocean different from craniosacral therapy.
Well, craniosacral therapy is a science, but it's also an art because it's different for each practitioner, and it's reinvented with each new client that appears. So I earlier described craniocean as just a very grounding term for the clients that I've been working with and so on. And it just includes other modalities such as visceral manipulation therapy, which is developed by Jean-Pierre Barral. It also includes lymph drainage therapy and dolphin-assisted therapy, a number of, massage therapy, a number of different modalities, which each one can stand alone in a session by itself. Like, you can do a separate visceral manipulation therapy session or a separate craniosacral therapy session, but altogether it's craniocean. because sometimes we might be, you know, when if things are heating up in the room, and we might be using all of those things at once or none of them at all. So for me, a whole modality is doing nothing, really. And this is kind of, you know, working with no agenda. Of course, there are those times where you need to be careful because no agenda can become an agenda in itself. Force doesn't work at these levels. The soul, the being, cannot take it. And so we just it's just Craniocean just describes a very wide palette, like the artist has many different colors to choose from and blend. And the problem of naming is a challenge for all kinds of practitioners. There's wonderful work everywhere, but it really comes down to your practitioner and where their heart and hands are at, no matter what the name of the modality is.
Well, in Journeys, you say that our bodies tell stories. I love that concept. Can you tell us a story about working with a client, whether it was in the ocean, on a massage table in the Bahamas, or maybe even when you did your work at the Indian River in Florida?
Well, we've done a couple of those stories, and the book is filled with stories, and it's not really a concept. It was actually writing these stories was, I said about the playwright in me wanted to disprove this. There's no way the body can tell stories. And so story after story begins to demonstrate that the body can and does, not just the whole body, but the different organs of the body, heart, lungs, liver, intestines, baby toe, they all have a story to tell. In one story, I think a woman was a Kundalini practitioner, and she began to confuse Kundalini with cranial sacral therapy and began to confuse cranial sacral therapy with being a spiritual path. It's certainly not a spiritual path. It can support someone on a spiritual path and maybe enhance someone who's already on a path. All of her sessions occurred from a sense of violation that had been imposed on her from a tooth. A dentist had been too rough on her tooth, and finally, after like three sessions and going through all these, you know, wild, you know, spiritual fireworks and so on, actually psychic more than spiritual fireworks. We began to discover that, wow, this tooth has a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. What did the tooth have to say?
It felt trapped. It felt that it was imprisoned. And this woman suddenly began to get in touch, not just with her mother in the session, but her grandmother, her grandmother's grandmother, and the women began to speak about how they had been forced to work all their life, how they were unappreciated. I mean, this is one of those moments very uncomfortable for, you know, me, the personality me, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the room just filled up with generations of women,
mm-hmm.
all going back to give this girl her support. I mean, when we get past all the phenomena and all the images and all the spiritual labels and so on, things get very, very simple and very quiet. This part of us inside that's kind of mushy and vulnerable, that's really our humanity. And so when we come in touch with that, and that begins to open, to come out of its jail or where it feels trapped, like she felt trapped, the expansion is just extraordinary. So this is a story that comes to mind from the third book in the trilogy, the Craniocean trilogy. That third book is called Awake and Asleep, The Dawn of Awareness. So the first book is Touch the Ocean, the second is Journeys, and then the third is Awake and Asleep, The Dawn of Awareness, and that's the story, one of the stories I'm providing from that book.
Well, the point is that our bodies have stories to tell.
Yeah.
They reflect our life experiences, maybe even experiences that we don't remember. They could be early childhood experiences. They could be experiences from a past life.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that oftentimes we don't consciously remember these things. And when we have this kind of work that you're talking about, the craniocean work, it sounds like it opens our body to release. Now, do you ever have an occasion where the person has a release but doesn't even get the story behind it?
Yeah, I mean, very often someone might be skirting around it, you know, a trauma or an impact. It could be an emotional impact or a chemical impact or physical impact, and it's just not appropriate to go there. The body has its own timing for its healing.
Mm-hmm.
This is one reason we don't use force. In this book that I wrote as a supplement for the series of books, it's called A Craniosacral Therapy Primer. I go into this and as in all the books. But this little primer, a short illustrated primer of about 62 pages, and it can stand alone and so on. But I go into the proper treatment of impacts and also of mild traumatic brain injury and traumatic brain injury. Sometimes it's just not appropriate to go there. The body finds its timing. As a therapeutic facilitator, one remains alert and available for when that needs to open. But, you know, any opening is good, any degree of opening, and who knows what an opening should or ought to look like. The main thing is just to be still.
Mm-hmm. And you are a facilitator. What makes craniocean work unique, James?
Well, I think what makes craniocean work unique is the sense of invitation. And that kind of comes back to my purpose, you know, that we're talking about where, you know, I kind of look at the planet. It looks like a big party to me. Like we're all invited here by life. Life is the host. There's all these games, you know, there's the marriage game and the traffic game and the business game. They've all got rules and players and referees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be what to me is a good guest. You know, I'm not going to judge the guest list. And when I go to someone's home, I like to knock on the door first, be invited in. I'm not going to go raid the refrigerator. I'm not going to turn over the furniture or rearrange the paintings or say, you know, you shouldn't be cooking this tonight and so on. It's the same thing when I visit somebody's body. I mean, the body is very much like a home. So I will literally sit still before working. When there is a sense of invitation, then hands will be laid. In journey stories, our bodies can tell. There's a session there where the woman isn't touched for the whole session, because the invitation hasn't been extended.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely fascinating, and I know our listeners are going to love hearing you when you'll be at East West Books Friday, September 3rd at 7:30. James Nemec will be there talking about craniosacral therapy. He asks the question, did you know that your body tells stories? Well, he's going to be there telling some of the stories and inviting you to ask your own questions. He's the next day going to be at East West Books. That's September 4th from noon until 6 o'clock. He'll be doing this craniocean work. It's kind of like craniosacral work, but even more, opening for your body, your mind, your spirit. It's called Craniocean Work, and if you'd like an appointment, if you'd like more information, if you'd like to reserve your seat at East West Books for the lecture, call East West Books directly at 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800. And if you want to know more about James's visit here, he's going to be at JFK University, for example, and other places in Northern California, go to his website, which is craniocean, that's craniocean.com. There's a link right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Well, I know that our listeners are going to love meeting you and reading your books and experiencing your work. Thank you so much for having been here this morning, James. It's really been enlightening. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
Feel great.